You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to the 300th episode of the 2-Minute Time Warp podcast, reviewing The Bells of St. John. All Doctor Who fans, regardless of when they watched The Bells of St. John, were united in time and space with one great shared vocalized, "Ah," as we finally got the title reference. Once again, showrunner Stephen Moffat showed his propensity for gag titles, although the payoff came a lot quicker for us this time than with The Big Bang. But The Bells of St. John is about much more than the opening gag, and it's about much more than its basic plot, which undeniably duplicates in tone and imagery 2006's The Idiot's Lantern. Humans being drained by technology to feed an alien non-corporeal entity with nothing left but visualized heads begging for help? Mark Gatiss did it first. There was even a motorbike. Arguably, however, Moffat did it better. Even his episode's motorcycle was bigger, faster, and more, vertical. And The Bells of St. John follows in the tradition of new series episodes Smith and Jones and Partners in Crime as evolving the show, maintaining aspects of the status quo while introducing a new companion. It's not the system shock of a new Doctor, and Clara's appearance is also anticlimactic since we've met her, in one incarnation or another, 3 times before. In fact, Clara is my greatest disappointment of this episode, because this Clara has not yet come into the full awesomeness of the one in Asylum of the Daleks and the Snowmen. With 7 more episodes in the series, though, there is more time for a proper character arc. But I'm utterly taken with Jenna Louise Coleman's portrayal of Clara. And there also seems to be some new life in Matt Smith, as though he's gained energy from the new studio, castmate, and even wardrobe. In purple, he's stunning. My favorite scene? The Doctor brazenly passing off his TARDIS's materialization and motorcycle emergence as street magic, and Clara bemusedly but gamely collecting tips for their breakfast. Set up and exposition? Yes. Clumsy bits like the origin of Oswin and the insertion of Run You Clever Boy? Yes. Delightful cast, epic movie feel, and a sparkling sense of humor? Also, indeed, yes. And that's 2MTL 300 for the 31st of March. Thanks so much for listening. Find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com and find me on Facebook and Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord.com. And I'll talk to you next time about that little casting reveal for the 50th anniversary.